Episode 3 of our wonderful, wonderful podcasts.
Now broadcasting all over the internet.
All over the world. International, universal, intergalactic. And we don't need to bring Beastie Boys into the proceedings.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is start off by clearing up certain controversies. I've had certain people, whose names I won't mention, Matt.
Merrin.
They've been saying that the answer to last week's question, what is the what is Christmas in Japan called? It's called Christmas in Japan, for those of you, you know, who think you know. It's not called Kurismasu. It's called Christmas in Japan. And I'm really, really offended. I got a B for GCSE Japanese. I didn't remember anything that I learned. The one thing I remembered is that the Christmas in Japan is called Christmas in Japan. And I think that it's really unfair to people to take that up with me because I find it hilarious. Don't you find it hilarious?
That was one of the few gags in whatever episode it was, second.
Yeah.
That was a keeper.
Yeah.
James might repeat this nearer to Christmas.
Yeah, I think it sounded like it could have been written, personally, as if we hadn't just made it up as we were going along.
I'm sure someone like Ricky Gervais will steal this later.
Ricky Gervais, don't get me started. Oh, I'll charge £3 to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, this is free, kids.
We could have, you know, £6 by now.
I was going to say eight.
Eight quid. Three, you can't divide eight by three.
All right. Okay.
Let's say six.
Okay.
All right, okay. Anyway, basically this session, we want to start by introducing ourselves, basically.
Yeah, we haven't done that. It was quite rude of us.
Yeah. I think I mentioned Graham's name twice, but, you know, that's not quite adequate.
And our names are all over the podcast, but you might think that's just someone else.
Yeah, it could be anyone. So, Graham Lees, do you want to start introducing yourself?
Right, I'm Graham Lees.
Hold on. I don't think we should get bogged down by, you know, our life stories, all that
kind
of stuff.
What did you do today? No, I'm not going to do that.
All right, okay.
I'm just going to sum myself up in one word.
Okay.
Twat.
Twat? You calling yourself twat?
I know it. I'm gay, personally. But...
That's Alex,
that's
our producer.
Alex, he's producing us today.
Well,
what's he doing? He's reading Graham's text.
And changing
Excuse
my phone.
Excuse me, I'm playing Tetris.
Bollocks.
Anyway. How would you sum yourself up?
If I were to sum myself up, I'd say that I'm fashionable, but I'm fashionable in a technological way.
Like a really cool robot.
Yeah, or like a really small phone.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'd say that.
Okay, so you're a small phone and
I'm a
twat.
Small phone. You're a twat.
Lovely.
That's
done now.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. We were told to give a few shout outs today, weren't we?
Yes. Right, the first shout-out is to our main man, Mr. Patel.
Yeah.
Who's got himself a job at PC World.
PC World, his second home.
Yeah, wicked uniform.
The Holy
you know,
Land.
Blue. He might even get a name tag.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, how good is that?
Yeah, Patel.
Right.
Beautiful.
Second shout-out goes to lovely friends of ours, the band...
The Mayfair Super Kings.
Yep, that's
the
one.
Oh, they are fantastic.
They've got some gigs coming up.
1976.
76.
And they're doing their first ever gig tomorrow night. It's not really their first ever gig. That's unfair to say.
It's probably their 16th.
Yeah, 16th. And really, they started in about 2004.
Yeah.
But that's not important.
But they'll be around, so if you're interested...
We're going to play a clip for you now. Just a little clip.
Yeah, a little clip.
Shut up, Alex.
I'll have none of that.
In fact, now we're not going to put the clip on. You've ruined their chances.
Maybe we'll do it next week, or maybe we won't ever.
I should hope not.
Yeah, okay, Alex. Right, so that was a shout-out, done.
Yeah, so we can get on with the actual proceedings.
Yeah.
Wasting our time. So what would you like to talk about today, Graham?
Well, I want to talk about something current, maybe, or something big.
Big
issue. Last time we did an entertainment, you know, Harry Potter, obviously. It's not really happening at the moment.
Yeah. I don't think anybody really cares.
It's not really concerning anyone's lives. We need something that concerns.
So what concerns you?
Currently?
Yeah.
Currently, what concerns me is nothing. I'm not good at this.
Okay.
Because you know me.
Well, shall we go on to one of the prearranged topics of discussion?
Yeah, let's go back to the script.
Okay. We'll stick to the script.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna throw this out to Alex. Alex?
Yeah?
Would you rather we talk about homelessness or would you rather we talk about the meaning of life?
Go for homelessness.
Homelessness.
Okay.
So, basically, the way homelessness came up last time was We mentioned the big issue in one of our hilarious little tangents.
Going off talking rubbish.
Some of the
rubbish.
Things we say, I can't believe it.
Oh, winding down roads. Oh, we don't want
to
go back.
The amount I've listened to this podcast.
Yep.
Anyway, so you said in passing that you have read the big issue.
I've bought it on a couple of occasions. You know, not just read it.
A couple of occasions.
Not just even. Stole it out of the hands of the homeless. I have bought it. I've given them money.
That is ruthless.
And what's interesting is the price seems to change from person to person.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get the streetwise homelessness.
Homelessness is a concept, not a person.
That's true. Thank you. Oh, by the way, throughout this series, if anyone ever wants to correct me in the things I say, just, you know, write in or leave a comment.
It's just...
Shut up, Alex.
As I was saying...
It's yes, not yar. All right.
Just write me a comment, and then I'll mention it in the show, and I'll try and see if I can actually say it.
Oh, we could even have a mailbag session. That'd
yes.
be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be good.
Oh, reading listeners' letters.
Boxing Day.
It'd be hilarious.
But back to the big issue.
Sorry.
Right. So it changes from person to person. Sometimes it's 50p, sometimes it's 70p. Most of the time it's, have you got £1.50, mate?
And that's just pricey.
Have you ever bought it?
I have bought it. I bought it from some... I don't think he was a trap. I think he was just a bloke who bought a big issue and didn't like it, didn't appreciate the journalism. I think he was just selling it. I mean, he was stood outside Marks and Spencer's. That's pretty pricey.
No, I mean, I always buy it from the bloke outside Marks and Spencer's.
Does he have a moustache?
Was
he sort of Italian-y?
There was one
with
a moustache.
Quite.
Yeah. No, that's his job.
All right, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not really worth £1.50, is it?
No. I mean, I was listening to my headphones. I was on my way to my mate's house and, you know, I had to give him £1.50. That is the most I've ever given anyone. That's the most I've ever spent on anything ever, I think.
Do you generally give when the homeless
Yeah,
ask you?
I gave someone a can of Coke once.
Yeah. Well, you gave someone a sandwich, didn't you, once? Hamstead?
I don't...
Well, that could have been someone else.
That could have been someone else. There are more than one
person. But I have seen someone give someone a sandwich.
That is a
waste
of money.
Big sandwich from Tesco's.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
I bet some of them cost about £2.50, don't they?
I mean, on minimum, I will give 50p.
50p. All right. No, 50p. I think I gave someone £2 once.
£2?
£2.
Yeah.
£2. And I have to work for that. I work in Tesco's for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I might as well be a bloke on the... I think I might as well be
homeless yourself.
Exactly. I think I'm well within my rights to start begging on the floor outside, you know, someone's house. Have they ever thought of doing that? Doing door-to-door homelessness?
Well, the new thing is begging beside the bank machine.
Oh, genius. I had someone do that to me and I said no.
Well, yeah, no, because if they were begging anywhere else, I'd give it. I do. But that's just rude.
Yeah, that is really rude. I mean, what are they going to do? Give you change?
And
here's a fiver. I'll £4.
Surely
back.
There's a rule book written somewhere.
Han, here we are.
Third USA is on.
Thanks.
Bye. Who was that, Graham?
That was my little sister. She'll probably have her own series of her
She's
own
a funny
soon.
Little chap.
She's funny.
She?
She's far funnier than me.
Oh, I know.
You know? She's going places.
She's a lot taller than you as well, isn't she?
Yeah. That's more
unfortunate. A bit more butch.
Well... That's only because I'm not butch. We're not saying she's butch.
No. Don't get us wrong here.
Quite the opposite.
She's quite a young girl. We're not going to be putting those kinds of labels on her early in her life.
Whereas
I feel fine
to be labelled. Yeah. I've got Dynamo everywhere.
What are you wearing at the moment, Graham?
Ooh, that's sexy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, James, I'm actually wearing a pink shirt.
Oh, is he, Graham?
Yeah, I'm wearing a pink shirt.
Yeah, pink shirt.
A South Park t-shirt from when I was 8 that still fits, actually.
Oh, well done.
And a pair of mates jeans because all of mine have stains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are a bit big on you, aren't they?
They're,
I remember we were walking around
yesterday.
They're
gigantic.
Yeah. And you can't quite fill it, can you?
I'm a man that's, say, 30 waist. These are, what, 50?
Wow, 30?
Yeah.
I think I'm about 46.
Yeah, but that's why...
48 even, I think. I mean, imagine that.
That's what makes this partnership work.
What do you think of weight issues at the moment?
Apparently, we're the fattest country in Europe.
I can't see it. All I can see is people saying, eat 5 a day, drink 4 cups of coffee.
Yeah, because...
Tea, isn't it? People go mental if they drink 4 cups of coffee a day.
No, loads of people drink coffee.
All right, okay.
In London, especially.
Yeah,
coffee
they love
is,
it.
I mean, Starbucks, everywhere.
And everywhere, you're seeing tramps in London.
Drinking coffee as well.
Yeah. I mean, what do they want us to...
Every club. I mean, you'll see... Nursery kids drinking coffee. That's how bad
it is. It's disgusting. And I hate coffee. Have you ever had a coffee?
I'm quite partial to coffee, but I don't like it as much as everyone else. I wouldn't go out and get a specific coffee. I wouldn't get a Mocha Loca Choca Loco crazy coffee from Spain. I just want Nescafe, bit of milk, stirred.
I've had one coffee in my life.
In you,
in my entire life. I had, and it wasn't even a real coffee. It was a mochaccino. That's a chocolate one.
No, see, that's not real coffee. But how can you base all your feelings on coffee?
Because it smells horrible, and I've had coffee ice cream, and that was horrible. I didn't like that.
Well, if you don't like coffee ice cream, you probably won't like coffee. Because that's just that, but hot.
Hot and, like, not as nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, anything ice cream is going to be nicer, isn't it?
Well, no. Tomato soup ice cream would be terrible.
No, that's true. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, sorry. If we're going for the savoury, I'm going to have to say...
Yeah, savoury won't make better ice cream. But you're
Is coffee a savoury drink? Tea
well,
is,
it's
I'd
not
say.
Sweet coffee.
But it is sort of like a dessert. People have it after a nice meal.
People do have a nice meal, but I think that's more to straighten themselves out.
Yeah, I know. I've often ended a meal feeling a bit dodgy.
I've ended many meals feeling like, you know, I either want to eat more, which is not good if you've already eaten four meals, or I want to die.
So, do you have weird metabolism?
I've got a very strange metabolism, James.
Because you're quite dainty, I'd say.
Yeah.
Dainty. I mean, being, you know, what I like to call either a heavy set or a stocky man, I think...
Well, but before...
You do eat probably more than me.
Yeah, the thing is, before, you know, all this skinny English lad stuff became fashionable, people just saw me and thought, he's quite skinny.
Wanker.
Now, I'm just quite skinny.
I think I'm more scrawny than skinny.
Yeah, I'm definitely scrawny, but I do eat... Okay, so I haven't eaten today.
Right.
But yesterday,
what did
I eat yesterday?
Yesterday, I had half a pizza. Big, you know those Cheesy Bites pizza? Lovely. Really nice.
I was quite impressed.
Alex, you ever had
that.
One of the Cheesy Bites pizzas?
Never tried.
Oh, delicious.
Stuffed crust, roll up. But we're not going to go into
that. No, sorry, we're not advertising.
That's a different...
Fuck Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Sorry
about the swearing.
Yeah, sorry about that. We'll censor that again. You had a sausage roll, didn't you?
Yep.
And
I had a whole Cadbury's... thing of chocolate, not
oh
a little bar,
God.
Like 200 grams or more.
You're like a
and
woman
I had,
who's been dumped.
Yeah,
sometimes.
And I had chicken chow mein.
Chicken chow mein.
I always feel like a woman dumped, actually. Right now.
Oh, why?
I'm not sure. I think it's actually a problem.
Well, are you a woman?
No.
Have you been dumped?
No.
Then I don't think you're well within your rights to feel like that.
Definitely not. It's like those people that feel like they're amputees when they've got all their limbs.
Yeah, they've got all their limbs.
They've got no right to feel like they're limbless.
I think
you know,
we should
they've
have
got no right to go out to the pub and get
legless. The BNP, they
see
march
what?
Around outside the mosques saying, send them all away. I'm sick and tired of looking at these people. When there's people walking around with limbs who are claiming that they don't have any. I think we should be sorting that out. I think we need to start marching on wherever they... Not the capital. That's in America, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what they do in America. What would we do in England? Stand, you sort of stand.
No, there was loads of protests about from when the
But they're not
war.
Really protests. It's
people
standing outside the House of Commons.
There was massive protests last
time
for Iraq, you know, and that idiot Russell Brand was naked in one of them.
Oh.
I mean, basically all the junkies come out and have a laugh.
Oh, they love it. They love a bit of war. Gets
but
them out of the house.
I would say that I definitely want to sort out the BNP before the limbless people.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah.
No.
I think you might have got me a bit wrong there.
If there is anyone in the BNP. Phone in and we'll find you and kill you.
No, I think you see that's
but is
double
that too risky?
In my opinion,
you see?
That's double
is
standards.
That, is
great.
That almost as bad as what they're doing?
Exactly. And I don't want people to get me wrong, thinking, oh, you know, James has got it in for people with limbs, and he likes the BNP, thinks they're above them. I hate the BNP. I'm well against.
Who
them.
Doesn't? Well, a lot, but
yeah, they
quite a few do, and that's the point.
But the point is, if you've got limbs, don't start pretending otherwise because you're not fooling anyone. You can walk around with your arm inside your T-shirt. People are going to see the big lump.
And if you are part of the BNP, whereas I can't fight fire with fire, I will definitely fight it with extinguishers.
Exactly.
Right?
So you'll be really cold.
Watch out. Things
in
are going
fact,
to get messy.
Don't listen to this if you're in the BNP. I've had enough of it.
I'll be disgusted.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to watch. Like, what do the BNP really hate?
Well, people of different colour. Really.
I'm
going
to go...
People like me.
Exactly. Graham.
I'm brown.
You're brown. And
you're white.
You're sort of brown, aren't you, Alex?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, he's more Indian German, but we're not going to go into that.
that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a paradox.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
More disability.
I wouldn't... Now, you see, why have you got to say that on the air? People can hear.
I mean, now we're going to have to spend another 20 minutes...
Yeah. Talking,
talking about how Indian Germans aren't disabled. They're just a bit odd.
Yeah. They're more challenged than disabled.
Yeah, but we're not going to do that.
No, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going into that.
I think we've made ourselves clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, in what way have we made ourselves clear? We haven't made a point at all.
We've made loads of points. Whatever we were talking about at the beginning,
we're like an
octagon. Japan, and also about Japan.
Yeah.
We did promise we would do a podcast about Japan.
Well, I'm more than happy to do that. But
we'll see
what
happens next week.
Maybe next week we'll go into it. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Oh, no, before we go, it's my lovely girlfriend's birthday at 12 tonight. I'd just like to say happy birthday to her, because I think she'd appreciate that.
Big shout out to
everybody
Elsa.
In the entire world should say happy birthday to Elsa Brooks. Keep it real. Okay?
What a lovely note to end on.
I know, it's lovely, isn't it? I'm
okay.
So romantic.
We'll speak to you sometime soon.
Yeah.
Probably next week.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be the weekend. I'm away for a while.
Yeah.
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 We'll leave it at that.
I've got work.
Yeah, I know, it's long.
I've got a lot of work next week.
Dealing with life.
But thanks for listening.
Yeah, glad we could bring some sunshine into your pathetic lives.
Cheers.
Yeah. Bye, love you.
Love you.